Protesters in Karachi, the financial capital of Pakistan, held a rally in front of Karachi Press Club to call for an end to Western interference in Muslim world and to show support for the revolutions in Arab world. These demonstrators are angry at what they witnessed on their TV screens, the horrifying images of brutal government crackdown on pro-democracy protesters on the streets of Libya, Yemen and Bahrain, and they are supporting the regime change in Arab world. As the awakening of Arab nations continues, the passive response of the US and other Western countries to these democratic movements and their continuous focus in maintaining the status quo is increasingly under scrutiny.
We are here to show solidarity with the people of Bahrain, Yemen and Libya, whose grievances are unheard since decades, and we condemn the brutality of their puppet regimes, who are trying to crush their unarmed and peaceful people through live bullets by the mercenary armies.
According to Human Rights Watch, the death toll in Libya, Yemen and Bahrain has risen to at least 200 people, including women and children, in the last couple of days.
These recent murders in Libya, Yemen, and particularly Bahrain by the Monarch are not just killings, but eye-openers, which once again place the hypocritic Obama administration in the uncomfortable position of dealing with their puppet regimes locked in a showdown with their people.
I think this brutal crackdown was not directly from the monarchs in Libya, Bahrain and Yemen. They cannot do anything without the final approval of their bosses in US. So saying that these monarchs did it will be a mistake. Look at the passive response of the West to the democratic voices in the Muslim world, which is nothing but hypocrisy. Their time is over.
With people chanting anti-US and Israeli slogans, the message from southern port city of Karachi is clear. People of Yemen, Bahrain and Libya, we are with you, standing shoulder to shoulder in solidarity. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.